You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Show, can you hear me now? Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I'm live at Buzzard Billy's La Crosse, Wisconsin. Fine saloon. They got great food. Come on down, 222 Pearl Street, broadcasting live from the third CD. Want to thank my most recent guest, a fine one, Deb Baldus McGrath. She was a former CIA officer, a former military officer, and now she is a candidate in the 3rd Congressional, and she's going against an insurrectionist, or at least if she wins the Democratic primary nomination. Now, a little bit earlier, you heard from Brad Paff. Brad's a state senator here in the state of Wisconsin, and of course, was Tony Evers' never Senate confirmed ag secretary, because, you know, Republicans are fascist. But anyways, we're celebrating the Dems, and we're perhaps bemoaning the overturning of Roe v. Wade. I'm going to have a little bit of time before the Democratic Party chair comes around, hopefully here. So if I can find my phones, we'll see if anybody wants to join us, if anyone's got a reaction going on, at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Actually, Evan, I may need you to tell me if we got anybody here for a bit.
No problem, man. I'll let you know.
Okay, man. Thank you. So, Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade overturned. Not unexpectedly, but certainly it had to come down, and today was that day. And I expect this will be, I would like to think, an electorally engaging issue for the Dems. The Dems are up here in La Crosse. That's why I'm up here. The Dems are, you know, trailing mightily in the engagement level of the right. The right apparently very engaged about the big lie, the concept that Trump got screwed. It was a rigged election. And I'm not clear why it's engaging to the right. You know, it's just the bitter taste of sour grapes, I would say, overall. But the left has been much less engaged. And missed our pal Charles Franklin this week, but the left, statistically, at least under current polling, there's a big differential. But that was before today. And that was before Roe v. Wade. And I've been speculating, and I didn't wish for this day, but I suspected this day was coming. And under the circumstance, if Roe v. Wade is to be overturned, and sure enough, here it happened. Well, what will be the reaction? I cannot imagine that this won't be something that the Democrats, that the greater Democratic base doesn't react to. You know, it's kind of now or never Dems. Right? And quite frankly, I don't know if you understood the math I was trying to lay out there, but with the gerrymander here in the state of Wisconsin, there is not a state-level remedy. Abortion's illegal right now in the state of Wisconsin. And the only way that's going to change is if there is an act of Congress, if a law is passed that codifies effectively Roe v. Wade. Unless there is a legislative will and a Democratic president to sign that bill into law, presumably a Democratic president, then abortion's going to be illegal. And abortion will still occur, and I suspect there will be many women that if they want the sort of care or find it necessary or needed, they're going to have to travel. They're going to have to go to Illinois or whatever the case may be. So what I would say is Dems better, you know, they better react. And, of course, the biggest problem, Joe Biden got elected, 81 million votes. A lot of people engaged. They certainly wanted change from Donald Trump, but they got out and they voted. And then they got very little. They did get an American Rescue Plan. Thank you, Joe Biden. And the Democrats did basically deliver that with no Republican votes. We got something of a bipartisan infrastructure deal, my understanding. Not the Build Back Better, of course, not the Joe Biden one, not the socialist one. But we got a smaller compromise bipartisan bill. But so much of the will of the American people has been thwarted effectively because Joe Manchin is not really a Democrat. And Kyrsten Sinema is not really a Democrat. and they don't really, really apparently care, or they're so bought and paid for, they're willing to basically allow the Democrats to fail to deliver for the American people under the current legislative makeup. So the only way that changes is with a change in the math. And I'm not great at doing math on the radio, but let's just see if we can get to two seats, like 52 seats, if you're the Democrats. How do we get from here to beyond the stranglehold of Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema? Hate to say her name wrong. Well, winning the state of Wisconsin, and perhaps where Pat Toomey is retiring from the Republican, it's a hell of a time to defeat an incumbent U.S. senator. I mean, it's very, very hard. But if it's going to happen, Ron Johnson's the guy to get beat. I mean, how this, you know, false elector delivering to the vice president, you know, COVID denying, gargle, take all the drugs candidate. I mean, this guy has gone so over the edge. So if we assume Ron Johnson is vulnerable, and that's a pretty good assumption. So then the question is who is the best Dem to beat him? And a big part of making that determination happens at these sort of confabs of the faithful. The Democratic Party convention, it's happening in the third CD. Why? Because the incumbent's retiring. And that leaves La Crosse and this last 24-year Democratic district leaves it vulnerable. So you've met a couple of the candidates. We'll bring you up some more of them tomorrow, hopefully from the DPW site. But I'm up here in La Crosse today because these are important times. And this is an important elective cycle. And the U.S. Senate is literally on the ballot. And if you want reproductive rights, you must defeat Ron Johnson. So the question becomes is, who's your favorite? What flavor of Democrat is the right sort of Democrat to beat Ron? Well, that's ultimately up to you, the voters, you, the listeners. But I can tell you, we're going to bring you as many of the fun candidates this weekend, especially the top-tier candidates, as we can. I know for sure we got Tom Nelson later in this big show. We got tomorrow from the convention center, Alex Lazary. We've got Peter Pekarsky. We've got Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Sarah Godlewski, a late scratch today. We'll see if we're able to accommodate a reschedule somewhere from the convention site tomorrow, perhaps. And I would wonder, you know, Godlewski, I know suddenly with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, women's issues are front and center. And Emily List endorses her as a candidate. And I know that you got to react in real time. So we'll try to make time for Sarah Godlewski. We'll make time. We'll find time for Sarah. I like Sarah. And we'll come back with the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman. He is Ben Wickler. He joins me here at Buzzard Billy's, 222 Pearl Street. If you're coming to the convention, stop here, get some good victuals and a cold one, and then right across the street to the convention center. More Devils, live on the road, third CD.